The characters in M. Night Shyamalan's Glass know a lot about comic books. They're familiar with all the storytelling conventions and publishing methods, and they can recite the minutiae of a superhero's backstory and the inner workings of a universe. They even use them to dictate behavior, saying things like, in comics, they'd do this, and then doing just that. Comics are sacred texts, spoken about with the kind of wide-eyed reverence usually reserved for religious tenets. Glass is basically, then, a crossover issue linking different comic book lines, and it expects you to have remembered all the details of those earlier installments, even if one came out nearly 20 years ago. It's the connective tissue between two of Shyamalan's previous films, 2000's Unbreakable and 2016's Split. And the characters from both of those movies are now all in the same room, weaving together a relatively narrow extended universe that suggests all the world's superheroes live in Philadelphia. The setup is intriguing and a bit complicated. Bruce Willis has returned from Unbreakable as David Dunn, who discovered he was possibly invincible after walking away unscathed from a cataclysmic train crash. Now he's a neighborhood vigilante that the internet has dubbed the Overseer. In typical comic book style irony, he works in home security. And he can sense a person's darkest sins just by brushing against them on the street. He's out searching for a bloodthirsty creature known as the Beast, who has been kidnapping and killing teenage girls. That's Kevin Crumb, played by James McAvoy, the main antagonist in Split, a man with 20-something different personalities roiling inside of him. Dunn quickly finds the Beast, and they get into a fight, only to be immediately surrounded by a squadron of cops. They're taken to an institution overseen by Dr. Ellie Staple, played by Sarah Paulson, whose demeanor is so calm and exacting that it's instantly unsettling. She specializes in people that falsely believe they're in a comic book, which is the kind of career only someone in a comic book would ever have. There are perfectly legitimate explanations behind Dunn's premonitions and Crumb's stunning physical transformations, she says. They're projections, delusions. Comics are consumer products, Staple explains, not valid history. This is an observation that directly contradicts what we were told in Unbreakable by Elijah Price, played by Samuel L. Jackson, whose own rare comics shop was more like a museum. Dubbed Mr. Glass because his bones shatter with hardly any force, he's another patient in this hospital, an evil genius who caused that train crash all those years ago, and he's now drugged into catatonia and pushed around in a wheelchair. Appearances, though, can be deceiving. Okay, so that's a whole lot of plot. I haven't even mentioned all the returning characters from the earlier chapters, and it takes up at least two-thirds of Glass's runtime. Shyamalan not only has to manufacture a way of getting all these characters together, but also tie up all the loose ends that were left dangling by the earlier movies. And yet this, weirdly enough, feels more like an origin story than a dramatic culmination. It's awfully talky and explanatory, which is kind of a problem because dialogue has never been Shyamalan's strong suit. This is a movie that prioritizes discussions of moral imperatives and power dynamics above action and spectacle. It's way more grounded than, say, a Marvel epic. It keeps teasing a wild showdown at the grand opening of a skyscraper, but settles for a punch-out in a mostly abandoned parking lot instead. That's a byproduct both of the movie's conservative budget and of Shyamalan's concern with the prosaic realities of being a superhero in a world that doesn't know superheroes could exist. Most of the film takes place within the walls of the facility, which has some of the shoddiest security detail this side of Arkham Asylum. It all builds and builds and builds before throwing out a series of reveals that are delivered with the breathless, rapid-fire succession of an open-mic comic trying to get through all his jokes before his allotted time runs out. Shyamalan sets up some intriguing concepts, and then the movie ends before it can really explore them. It's ultimately frustrating because there are some really good ideas swirling around in there. Glass isn't as nutty as Split, and it's more didactic in its exploration of comic book mythos than Unbreakable was. It's also the least of the three films. Its predecessors had problems, sure, but they felt like they were driven by assured, coherent visions. The vision here is only partially actualized. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.